Let's talk a little bit about Aseris and Dibros. Again, next week, I think we have, just looking at the calendar, we have, in terms of Wednesday nights, right, we have two more Wednesday nights. The night before Shavuos is also a Wednesday night. So next week, my guess is we'll talk about Yom Yerushalayim. That's 2 days before Yom Yerushalayim, next Wednesday night. And then the following Wednesday night, we'll talk about Shavuos, the night before Shavuos, we'll have something about Talmud Torah, or the Chag HaShavuos. Those will be the schedule for the next week. But tonight we'll talk about, again, a topic in Yoni Shavuos, and that, of course, is Aseres HaDibros, where we reenact Maimon Har Sinai as we go through the experience. Remind me, please, at the end, repeat over the Ksava Kabbalah that I love on the experience of Maimon Har Sinai. Just a separate thought, so it's not part of the shiur. It's a part of any shiur, really, because it's about life. But Ben Hashem, remind me for the end to get the Ksava Kabbalah, and we'll say it then. There is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, not having to do with Shavuos. But again, sheets will be sent to the chat if you want to look at them afterwards. You'll have all the marmakomos with you. But the Shulchan Aruch said in Simen Kufman Bav, machlokas, whether one has to stand during Kriyas HaTorah or not. Whether one has to stand, Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Tzarech La'amod. I remember growing up, my father always stood. My father stood for the Rosh Hashanah, for laning, everything he could stand for, he always just stood. I was thinking, like, come on, everybody else is like sitting, and I'm standing. Okay, you do what your father does. So I was standing. The kids always complain about it now, too, sometimes. I'm like, we sit for l'chadodi. That's like the one thing that they get. They're like, yeah, but that's like a song, and you can stand anyway, but that's the one thing that I do what my father does. What can I do? Baruch Hashem. Anyway, where does it come from? It's a Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says, as whenever there's a machlokas about sitting or standing, you know the Sfaradim are going to be sitting. Right? So the Sfaradim here as well. Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Tzarech La'amod Me'umad Be'ishakar Batorah. Interesting lashon. Doesn't say you sit. You don't have to stand. Makes it sound like maybe it might be a good idea to stand. Yesh Machmirin Ba'omdin. Machlokas be shown him. Yesh Machmirin Ba'omdin. Some stand for laning the entire year. Why is this the background for the first part of our discussion? Because there is a major controversy about standing for the Aseres HaDibros. If you don't stand for the rest of the Torah, meaning you want to stand for the whole Torah, fine. You want to sit for the whole Torah, fine. Both of those have basis and whatever one does. You have to, one is supposed to stand at least for the brachos of the aliyos. That's to stand for Baruch Hu Hashem Barach, the Davar Shibakusha. One should stand, and then one can sit down for the Aliyah itself. But what about the standing just for certain parts of the Torah? So where does this come from? It comes from a Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud Beis, the end of the first parak. The Gemara tells us. The Gemara there is talking about a Mishnah in Maseches Tamid. Maseches Tamid, I find, as a very exciting Masechta. Because it goes basically from the morning, the whole avoda, everything that happened in the Beis Hamikdash, the whole avoda. That's, by the way, underrated. The people don't know it. If you want to make them a siyum pretty quickly, you know, Tamid is the way to go. People think that it's other mesechtas and Harios. Harios is a pretty challenging mesechta. Our mesechta is Tamid. The last two prakim are only mishnayos, right? The first couple of prakim are gemaras, but it's all just the seder avoda, the Beis Hamikdash, seder avoda. The end of it has some agadato also, but that's the Maseches Tamid. So Gemara in Brachas quotes the Mishnah in Tamid, and it describes what the Kohanim did. They couldn't daven like they normally did. So they had to start the avoda like right at Amor HaShachar and Eitz HaChama. So they went to do the avoda, and they were running and this and that, and they put the parts of the carpet Tamid on the ramp, and then they ran the safe parts of davening, and then they would go back. What part of davening, when you get down to the basics, minimum? Says the Mishnah in Tamid, quoted there in Brachas Yud Beis, Torah Aseres HaDibros, Shema, Vayim Shemoa, Vayomer, you say Shema, Emes V'yatziv, right, that's Sichir Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Avoda, Uberchatz Kohanim, Arma Vidom Shmuel, fine, that's the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid that's quoted. Says the Gemara, Arma Vidom Shmuel, Af Bigvulin Bikshulas Likros Kain, they wanted, Chazal wanted to institute to say Aseres HaDibros every single morning, right by Kriyashma. Say Aseres HaDibros. But they stopped. We don't usually get havaminas of Chazal. Usually we get what Chazal were misakin. And what they weren't misakin, usually you don't know. You know, once in a while you get one that didn't work. Like it talks about the oil of Goyim, you know, Mesechta Odezara. They did it, but then they were matir it. Most of the time, you know, says here they wanted to be misakin. That would say there's a difference every day during davening, but they didn't. Why? Taromes haminim. What does that mean? What does that mean? The complaints or the taromes of the minim. Minim usually means heretics. So what does it mean here? We have a Rashi. If you look in the Rashi that we have, it says one thing. In some Gemaras, there's a little star, and it takes you to somewhere else. It was edited out. It was edited out. This is one of those. We have a couple of Gemaras that were edited out also. But Rashi. So if it's wrong, it's a meaning. Shelo yomru la'ame ha'aretz ein char Torah emes. So the meaning wouldn't, the heretics amongst the Jews wouldn't tell those who were not as knowledgeable, la'ame ha'aretz, if you focus too much on Atzeres HaDibros, people will think that, you know, that's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Atzeres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. Give too much centrality to Atzeres HaDibros, and maybe everything else will be on the back burner. And ain't char Torah emes, and therefore Chazal didn't want to give it so so much centrality, and therefore they did not put it into the davening. There is another girsa though in the Rashi, and that is, you see, you have it in there in the Bar Ilan. Instead of saying Taromas Haminim, I'm sorry, I skipped. Akum, Rashi says Akum, meaning over the Avodah Zarah, which doesn't really make sense. Heretical non-Jews are going to get Jews to think that only Atzeres HaDibros are important. Talmid Yeshu, students of Osoish, students of Jesus, right? They're original Christians. They were Jews, so they were going to try to wean the Jews away from observing mitzvos, and therefore that's why they said we don't want anybody to be misled. So that's what it says. That's why Chazal did not put Atzeres HaDibros into the davening every single day. By the way, if anybody's shul out there is making, sometimes you make videos or Zooms before Shavuos for the shul, feel free to use the shear. You don't have to mention my name. Just use the shear and just give a shear. It's all about Atzeres HaDibros. You have four different approaches. Nice topic to do. Feel free to use it. Good. What does that have to do with us? Shuvah of the Rambam. There is a Tshuvas HaRambam. It's not in the Mishnah Torah. It's not even in Pirush Mishnah. It's a Tshuva. Tshuvas HaRambam. We have one or two sets of Tshuvas HaRambam. Here he talks about the minhag of standing just for the Atzeres HaDibros during laning. The Rambam says, Odos Mashahor HaChacham Echad Shekalisha Sheyamod Beis Kriyas Atzeres HaDibros Roy Ligorbo. A rabbi told me that in his opinion, if you stand just for the Atzeres HaDibros, you should scream at them. Because this is a heretical type of action. You're showing more kavod for Atzeres HaDibros than the whole rest of the Torah. Like our Gemara says, he didn't want to put it into davening. There's a worry. Maybe people are going to focus on that and not on the rest of the Torah. So you shouldn't stand for it either. This rabbi says to the Rambam, is this a good complaint? Is this a good taina? So he says that there was another rabbi that said, what's the problem? In Bavel, they stood for the Atzeres HaDibros. What are you screaming at? Says the Rambam, I agree with the first rabbi. The Heshav HaRambam, Shehora HaSachacham HaRishon Hu HaNachona, Rayosav Kulan Amitios. I think he's right. If people stand for the Atzeres HaDibros, the Gabbai should go over to them and say, we don't do that here. Please sit down. Roy Lamona Mise, Pioshamiya Giamiza Hepsida Munasenu. Jebo Lakshok, people will start thinking, Ulahamin, Jish Yisrael Aseret Dibros Ashara Torah, but Dover Zekasha Ad Ma'od. This is very difficult and something that we don't even want to get near. The Rambam is very against minhag of standing just for the Aseret Dibros. Umasha Ton, Kanji Bubble Nogim Lamo, Beskriya Aseret Dibros. You say people in Bubble do it? Ain't Tana Zuklum. Why should that make a difference, says the Rambam. Very Harif. Lefishim Nira Anashim Briyim B'cholim. Right? You see people who are sick. They should tell all the healthy people, everybody get sick so we could all be in this together. No. People are sick. Okay, they're sick. I'm not getting sick. People are standing. I think they're wrong, says the Rambam. And therefore, rather try to make the sick people better, not to make the healthy people sick. And therefore, oh, they've been Pavel. They shouldn't do this. This is the Shuvah Rambam that is quoted. And obviously, this Rambam is reflective of the idea that the entire Torah is equal. No part of the Torah is more kadosh than another part of the Torah. Right? Yes, there are mitzvos. Right? What does it say at the beginning of Pirkei Avot, second Perek? Right? Mitzvah Kala, Kavach Amura. So there are different categories of mitzvos. That's true. It's not our job to judge them. But in terms of the Kedusha Saksav, in terms of the Kedusha, it's a package deal. Torah is a package deal. And therefore, we have to make sure to fulfill all of them. Right? The Rambam writes this in the Ani Mamins, right, that he wrote in the Pirkei Mishnayos in Sanhedrin. Yesod HaShemini Hu Torah Min HaShemayim. Behu. The eighth Yesod of the Ani Mamins. Torah is from Shemayim. Shenamin. Shekol HaTorah Hazu HaNimtzeis B'yadeinu HaYom HaZeh. We believe that every single letter, word in the Torah that we have today, Kavshin Pei, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu thousands of years ago. There hasn't been change. There's been application. I just mentioned in my parsha here about an hour ago, there's the difference between being a machadesh and being a mishana. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned. We have to be machadshim. We have to apply Torah to new situations. Rachmana Litzlan, during this past 2 months, every big posek hador, all the great poskim, come out with tshuvas and tshuvas and tshuvas. Now we have hundreds of pages of tshuvas about Corona Shilas, about minyanim on ber pasod, on making up laning, on what to do with selling the chametz and you can't get out. We have shilas upon shilas upon shilas, right? Because that is what we do. We take Torah and we apply it to new situations. We're not mishana, we're machadesh. We're true to our mesorah. So, but the original rules of the Torah, that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, and nothing has changed, and it's all a package. Hashem spoke to us, whatever that means. We don't really, it doesn't speak like other people speak. Every single letter in the Torah, and therefore, to say Aseret HaDibros has more kedusha or more focus than anything else, is not something that we believe in. And the Rambam says we have to stand up for it. And it's even Rashi in this week's Parsha. But the first Rashi. With the first Rashi in Parsha's Bahar, six of the most famous words in all Rashi ala Torah. Ma inyan Shemitah et al Arsinai. Right? Why is Shemitah connected to Arsinai? Right? What about any other mitzvah? It's saying, just like Shemitah has all of its kolam in front of them to Arsinai, so too all the mitzvahs. Why dafke Shemitah? Pick the question. But what do you see from the Rashi? Everything comes from our Sinai. The Klal and the Pratim. The Torah is a package. The Torah is a unit. And you can't focus on one more than the other. I should have put it in, but I just thought of it now. Gemara and Brachas on Avches. There are, I think, five. Not sure how many. Five, six. I have to look it up again. How many activities in Maseches Brachos bring Arichas Yamin? There's a few of them. What brings Arichas Yamin? In the second parak, if you say Gemarech Be'achad, brings Arichas Yamim. A couple of things that bring Arichas Yamim. But the first one, Avches, should I make a Vecha Targum? Right? Being Maver Sedra, should I make a Vecha Targum? Brings Arichas Yamim. And what does the Gemara say? Afilu Ateres V'Dibon. Even Sukkim, which we think are like so insignificant, they're just listing off names. No, the whole Torah. The whole Torah is, has to look at it as a package, and therefore, has to be focused on, and if we focus on one more than the other, like the Aseret HaDibros, that would be a problem, and that's the Rambam's problem. And finally, finishing up this final point, the Ramban. The Ramban in its Hakdama to Torah. Ramban says, Od Yesh B'Yadeinu Kabbalah Shel Emes. Says the Ramban, we have a Kabbalah Shel Emes, Shekola Torah Kula, Shmosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On a Kabbalistic level, says the Ramban, and this Ramban is used by many, the entire Torah on a Kabbalistic level spell out the name of Hashem. The whole Torah spells out the name of Hashem somehow. We just like break it up into words that we can understand. Bereshis, Bara, Elokim. Like the Ramban says, it could say Bereshis, Bara, or what's the example that he gives? Here's an example. Ilutashom Aderach Mashal. That's like Bereshis, Yishalek, Latevas, Acheros. Berosh, Isbara, Elokim. Same letters. Just break it up differently. If you put all the letters together, we would understand that it spells Hashem Hashem. Everything is so deep. The whole Torah has to be there. And that's why we paskin. If the Torah is missing a letter, even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, it's pasul. Why? Because it's a pagam in the Shem Hashem element. Even though it's not a pagam in our reading. But again, what does that reflect? That all of Torah is a package. You can't focus on one part more than the other. And that's why the Rambam was vehemently against standing just for the Aseres Hadibros. And Rav Avadya even has a line in Yechaveh Das that, you know why many of the other poskim don't mention it? Because they didn't know this Shuvas HaRambam. If they would have known this Shuvas HaRambam, then for sure, they would have answered it. The Beis Yosef and the Chita and all of the, they would have known. We have a Kisvayat Shuvas HaRambam, right? We have many more Svarim over the past 150 years than they had beforehand, right? The Cairo Geniza, we found the Eri, we found many, many Svarim that weren't out beforehand. Right now we think like, oh, everybody has a Rimi Gash. Everybody has a Meiri and a, right? But we live in the time period. Tezer of Avadi and Yechaveh Das. Everybody would have known the Rambam and they would have said it's Azarol. But that's not the end of the story. First of all, there are a number of sources that do highlight the Atzeres HaDibros. What do we start off with? The Mishnah in Tamid. The Mishnah in Tamid puts Atzeres HaDibros into davening. So obviously, the ones who put that into davening weren't scared of Taromas Aminim and that Mishnah in Tamid that we started off with. Right? The Rambam himself says on that Mishnah in Tamid, Atam Shekaran Aseres Advarim B'chol Yom Yipnei Shehein Yisod Atziv V'chilasso. This is the root of it all. Which Baruch Hu spoke to us. You know, there's something special about it. Right? There's even an ancient minhag quoted. We know, actually, it comes up L'maisa nowadays. Now, it used to be that in the days of old, first the Kohen used to say the Baruch HaShalafneha before the first Aliyah, and the one who got Shvi said the Baruch HaShalachareha. No brachas in between. And there was a takana, Shum Nechlas and the Yotzim, to say the brachas on every one. But, says the Meseches Sofrim, Amar Lon B'Shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, certain parshios get a bracha. Even if it's in the middle. The first opinion is, Shiras Hayam, Az Yashir, Aseres HaDibros, and the Tochacha, this week's parsha. The Tochacha is in Kisavo and Bechul Kosai. Amar Rabbi Yevo, Ani Lo Shamati, Elanir and Advarim, Aseres HaDibros. Even if the rest of the Torah wouldn't get its own bracha, Aseres HaDibros would. So we see already in Chazal that there is some message here that they're focusing on. But what's the message for us? First of all, how do we explain the Minhag? And number two, is there a basis for focusing on it that we could explain? So, first, two technical, smaller answers to defend, because again, the Minhag of Klal Yisrael, let me ask. I only see five of the faces. I only see like three quarters of the faces. Whoever wants to join, feel free. If I would ask Yehuda, nice to see you. If I would ask, has anybody ever been in a shul where the gabbai came over to people standing and said, you know, we don't do that here? I don't think it's ever happened in any of your shul. Even if those of you who daven in Sephardi shuls probably wouldn't have happened. But I think in Minhag HaKlal Yisrael in most places is that people stand up and they're Aseres HaDibros. If that is not correct, you could raise your hand. Anybody? Or you could just like, you know, I think you hear me. But that's the Minhag Yisrael. There's the Minhag Yisrael, but there's the Shuvas HaRambam that screams, Taromas Aminim. How do we defend ourselves? So, four or five ideas. Two small ones. Number one, the Tzitz Eliezer, Reb Goldenberg. I was supposed to meet him once. My father spoke at a conference, a medical conference in Yerushalayim, and he was there. Unbelievable. Potzik Adar, a short little man, and his shuvas are unbelievable. He was on the Beis Din Agadol in Yerushalayim with Reb Yashiv and with the Mishnas Yavesh, Reb Jolti. I mean, he's doesn't need my askama. It's Eliezer. But this Eliezer writes in one of his shuvas in Chelik Yud Zayin, he says, first of all, nobody else quotes this as a problem. No other major posek quotes this. The Rib, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch. Nobody says this. They didn't bring it. It must be they thought it wasn't a problem. Number one. Number two. Surely basis in the sources, the centrality. And he can't be a Mabatul Minog because he found one Chuvas HaRambam. And let me even tell you, and only the Tzitz Eliezer could say this, we're not talking about a Mishnah Torah or a Pirush Mishnayos or even a Mara Nevuchim. We're talking about a Chuvas HaRambam. So A, nobody else quotes it. B, not every Chuvas HaRambam is authoritative that this is the Rambam. It's hard to know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But at least it's more of a suffix when it comes to a Chuvas HaRambam than it is to a piece of Mishnah Torah or a Pirush Mishnayos, which was handed down from the Mesorah from the time of the Rambam, Ad Hayom Hazeh. And therefore, Mechilas Kvod, you know, maybe it's not even the Rambam. And to say that everybody would have changed their Pesach if they would have known this Chuvas HaRambam, I find that hard to believe, says it's Eliezer, and therefore that's what he says. There's nothing to worry about. To be choshesh for that Chuvas HaRambam. Number one. Number two. Rabbi Asher Weiss, in one of his sichos, the Menachas Asher, mentions, and maybe nowadays, even if you want to say the Rambam is the Rambam, maybe it doesn't apply today. In the Zman of the Rambam, there were stukim. There were these other, you know, sects of Jews that really believed in these kind of things. Only Torah Shebichtav, only this. Haroim, Baitusim, Kafru, B'Torah Shebapeh. So then you have to worry. It wasn't a gzera. You can say by gzera's chazal, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, then we still have to keep the law. Right, even if you want to say that Zeresh, the reason of taking medicine on Shabbos, right, so fine. So this isn't a gzeira of Chazal that you have to try to get out of. The Gemara just says that they didn't put it into Davening because Tarmon Taminim. The Rambam extrapolated that to his dark because maybe he felt there was a danger there. Nowadays, people standing up for their, is anybody in our shul going to look at everybody standing and say, wow, I'm only going to focus on those 10. I'm going to wear kilayim, chatnis, and I'm going to eat basar b'chalav because we don't stand for those halachas. Nobody's going to do that today. We don't have those types of people. It's manenu, writes Rav Asher Weiss. Ein beinenu kitos elu. Kol ha-kofer b'tar shabal peh orik olu. Kofer kambas eretz adibris. People who don't follow, they don't follow, period. Afalpike, derech hachamik amas meyos etuim. That's it. Therefore, I don't think it should apply. Interesting, a number of years ago, probably about 8 or 10 years ago, I was in a taxi. Remember exactly where I was. I was on my way to give a shiur about Aseret HaDibros. The taxi driver asked me, what am I giving a shiur on? So I said, Aseret HaDibros, Aseret HaDibros. He says, you know, I'm not an observant, he said in Hebrew, he says, I'm not an observant man. I'm not, says, but Aseret HaDibros, if I die. I said, thank you, you're going to make it into my shir. But, you know, people who focus only on their Aseret HaDibros, again, I don't know if anybody's going to be misled by just standing for them. This taxi driver showed me, I don't know, it could be that if we focus too much on them, you know, maybe that could lead to problems, even in Ardar. He wasn't doing it lahachas as a Karite, I'm like, wow. Somebody like that. We have it on 90% of the paroches in the world is the Aseret Dibros right there. Right, 90%, right? I've never seen a paroches that has Hashavas Aveda on it. I mean, that would be a nice mitzvah, but not the focus of, you know, Hashavas Aveda and Machzer Grushoso and Avelos. Those three did not make the paroches that I've seen. But, you know, that's the Aseret Dibros, that's the focus. Okay. Maybe there's something deeper, though. Maybe there's something deeper there. First, from Reb Soloveitchik. Reb Soloveitchik noted, as we know, that there are two types of trup, of ta'amim, for Aseret HaDibros. What we call Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. Right? In America, before I made Aliyah, I thought there was only one minhag in the world. Because, you know, if you're used to something, you don't think there's anything else different. So, everywhere, all the shuls that I was ever in, until I made Aliyah, Tam Elyon was always used. Tam Elyon was, what's Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton? There are two ways to read the Aseret HaDibros. There's where you can read it as Psukim, that's called Tam Tachton. You read it as Anochi Hashalokach HaJazidim, Eretz Mitzrayim, you read it as Psukim, as the trup is. Tam Elyon means you read it as Dibros. Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinaf, instead of Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinaf, you read it as Psukim. Two different ta'amim, two different mesoras. Bir Alacha, in Simon Tav Tzadi Dalet, and Hilchos Shavuos, quotes, right? I see Avram Meyer's looking at me. We have somebody here who read, who was covering the entire Torah, so he could tell us. I don't know what trope you've used. I'm guessing that most of the time you will use Tam Elyon. You ever use Tam Tachton?
I have not. I used Tam
Elyon. I don't even know Tam Tachton, right? It's because Baka, you know what you're used to. I moved to Israel, and the Baal Torah, the first Shabbos, laying Tam Tachton. I'm like, what are you doing? I knew, but there's a minhag quoted in the Bir Alacha, a fascinating minhag. Use Tam Tachton for Yisro and Bas Chanan, and Tam Elyon on Shulis. That's very interesting. Why is that? The minhag in most places, in Chutzla Aretz, I think, is to use Tam Elyon always. Even Yisro and Bas Chanan. Why? Explains Reb Soloveitchik. How are you allowed to break it up as Dibros anyway? Gemara says, you're not allowed to make new psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us psukim, that's it. We have to read the Torah as psukim. How can you break it up? Explains Reb Soloveitchik. You know what Tam Tachton is? It's laning the Torah like the whole rest of the Torah. Kriyas HaTorah, the form of Limud HaTorah. Talmud Torah Barabim. You know what Tam Elyon is? When you lay it as Dibros, it's a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. That's what we're not laying it as Pesukim. We're laying it as a reenactment of Har Sinai where it was split up as Dibros. That's Tam Elyon. That's where the minhag comes from, is to read Tam Tachton the whole year, but on Shavuos, you read Tam Elyon. That's Maimon Har Sinai. That's a reenactment. Says Rav Soloveitchik, punchline, Rambam never quotes Tam Elyon. And that's why he's so charif against the minhag of standing. Because this is the regular Limud HaTorah. What are you doing? This is Rav Soloveitchik's chiddush. Even the Rambam would agree that if you're laying it Tam Elyon, which is reenacting Maimon Har Sinai, no problem of standing. Because it's a different type of kriya. It's a kriya not as Limud HaTorah, but it's a kriya as reenacting Maimon Har Sinai. And that's different. Reb Chaim Brisker, he quotes his grandfather, he says, they always said Tam Tachton, and they always sat. But the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to stand. Why? And they read Tam Elyon. So that is Reb Soloveitchik's suggestion to explain the minhag, but his chiddush is even the Rambam would agree that it is okay to stand. So we have the Tzitz Eliezer. You don't have to be choshish for the Rambam. We have the Minchas Asher. There are no Karaites today. We have our Soloveitchik, Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton, two different types of leanings. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Aruch Chaim, Talad Chof Beis. Rav Moshe says, what about Shiras Hayam? The minhag is to stand. And what about this week? This week, most of Klal Yisrael stand up before Chazak. The last pasuk or two, we stand for a bunch of things, says Rav Moshe. the Gemara, putting it into davening every single day, that's different than just standing for certain something. You know what, Ezra Moshe? I mean, Sinai was a unique time. We got the Torah. Shiras Hayam was a unique time. I don't think you have to spread what Chazal said about putting it into davening. These were unique events in our history. And there's nothing wrong with showing a little extra centrality to them in this way. What Moshe is driving at is really our final idea. Maybe there's a deeper point when it comes to Aseret HaDibrot that we haven't mentioned yet. Maybe it's representative of something more. Ksava Kabbalah from Mecklenburg, Shmoes Perek Lamed Beis, there's a different one I was going to mention at the end of this time. From Mecklenburg notes, if all Moshe Rabbeinu received was the Aseret HaDibrot, why did it take 40 days and 40 nights to learn 10 commandments? Is there so much Torah Shabbat Peh on the 10 Dibros? That's all Moshe Rabbeinu learned? I find that, says Rav Mecklenburg, I find that hard to believe, that all Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu for 40 days and 40 nights was the Aseret HaDibrot. Rather, Emes Yorah Darko, Aseret HaDibrot Heilehim Dvarim Dibros Kakol Olim. Tava Kabbalah was 200 years ago. We'll see it in the Rishonim soon. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, the Aseret HaDibrot are representative of Kol HaTorah Kula. There are 10 categories. Each of the Dibros is a category of mitzvos. What's included in Anochi? What's included in Shabbos? What's included in Kibbutz Av Ve'Em? We don't know exactly. But all of Torah was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu through the Aseret HaDibrot. Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah says, you know how many letters there are in that Aseret HaDibrot? 620. 613 from the seven mitzvahs to Rabbanan. 620, because Aseret HaDibrot is representative of Kol HaTorah Kula. And maybe it's even a Gemara. Maybe it's even a Gemara. We're in Shabbos Pezayin, the Shuris Gemaras. Gemara there says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's svara for breaking the luchos? Shibiras haluchos, right? One of the things that Moshe did, and Hashem said shkayach. My darish, what did Moshe Rabbeinu darshin? What was his svara for breaking the luchos? Amar, he said to himself, Uma Pesach, Shehu Echad Mitaryag Mitzvahs. Karban Pesach, which is only one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, the Torah says, Kol B'necham L'yochal Bo, a mumar cannot partake. Karban Pesach, which is one mitzvah, of somebody who worships the Avodah Zorah cannot partake. A Torah kula kan. The Yisrael mishumad malachas kama v'kama. I have the whole Torah here. And the Torah and the Bnei Yisrael are mumarim. They're dancing around Avodah Zorah. I can't give it to them. What does it mean the whole Torah is here? The language of the Gemara. Kol haTorah kula kan. Rashi. A Torah kula tluya luchos halalu. The whole Torah is totally on these luchos. What's on the luchos? The Aseret HaDibrot. Somehow, Aseret HaDibrot signify and symbolize the entire Torah. Yerushalmi says, "Ma yamazeh in gal gadol legal gadol galim kanim peach bein dibur v'dibur dikabos yoseh shel Torah." You have big waves and small waves. Between each wave, there are little waves. Says Yerushalmi, before in each dibur, there's little writings, because everything is inclusive. And Rashi al-Tori even says it, if you remember from a couple of weeks ago. I think this is the only time in his commentary on Torah that Rashi quotes Rav Sadia Gaon at the end of Mishpatim. I think we could do a search on it, but Rashi says there, Kol Sheish Meos U'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvahs B'Chal Aseret HaDibrot saying, all 613 are included. Rabbeinu Sadia Pirish B'Asara Sheyasa L'Chol Dibur. Rav Sadia Gaon explained it. I never looked up the Rav Sadia Gaon. Got to look at Emunos Hadeos. But, says Rashi, says the Gemara, says the Ksava Kabbalah, Aseret HaDibrot are representative of Kol HaTorah Kula. This might even help explain a couple of halachos, this idea. The Gemara tells us, the Pasuk tells us first, the Bnei Yisrael had to write the whole Torah on rocks. when they went into Eretz Yisrael. A whole Torah, 70 languages, that's a lot of rocks. That's a lot of writing. Says the Ramban with an ace. How did it all fit? How they write it? Says the Ramban, it was an ace. You know what some suggest? Aseret HaDibros. That's called a Torah Kula. That's more understandable if it wasn't miraculous. Or another halacha. We know a melech has to have two Torahs. One that he has to have, that he writes like all Jews. And another Torah, the Gemara tells us it's an Sanhedrin, he has to have with him all the time. Wherever the king goes, he has to hold the Torah. The king goes to a parade, the king goes out to a restaurant, the king always has to hold the Torah with him. That's pretty cumbersome. I mean, nowadays you have, sometimes you have some rebbes who like hold the Torah for all the hakafas, they have this little Torah that they go around, they stays with them. Okay. But still, wherever he went, he goes out to war, suggests one of the Bali Atosos. He had a band of the Aseret HaDibros. And that's called a Torah Kula. It's not the Pashas of the Pukim. It says the Hadar Zakedim from the Bali Atosos. That's all he needs. Because the Aseret HaDibros is representative of Kol HaTorah Kula. There are other halachas, but bring it home. What Rav Moshe meant, or maybe the answer up to defend the minhag of Klal Yisrael, so you know why we stand for Aseret HaDibros? Because it's representative of Kol HaTorah Kula. We're not giving one part of the Torah more centrality and emphasis than any other. Kol HaTorah Kula is represented by the Dibros. And that's why we give it extra significance. So yes, the Rambam says, right, problem. Right, you can't stand. Okay, if you're a Rambam man, it's a Rambam. Okay, it's Eliezer says, you have to be choshish for it. Rav Asher Weiss, we don't have meaning today. Rav Soloveitchik, Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton, learning versus Maimon Har Sinai, Rav Moshe, can't show it. It was an important event in our history. Maybe what's behind that, or a separate idea, is that Aseret HaDibros is a representative of Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's why we can, and maybe even should, show it certain significance in our leanings and in our Kriyas HaTorahs. Obviously, the point is for us to try to be focused on all of Torah. Aseret HaDibros are definitely, you know, we could ask, we could focus on each one of them and have a shiur on them. Each one of them is representative of so much. But again, as we get towards Kabbalah HaTorah, we have to try to think about, you know, why Hashem chose these to reveal himself with, how these are the tops of the categories, and how we can put the messages of these Aseret HaDibros into our life. Okay, maybe I'll just end with that other Tzava Kabbalah that is a great one. Tzava Kabbalah says that in Maimon Har Sinai, my Talmidim might have heard this from me before, some of you in this year, Hashem is compared to a consuming fire, an Esh Ocheles. Well, why is that? Why is that? It's at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Hashem is compared to a consuming fire. Why is that the mashal of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Maimon Har Sinai? Esh Ocheles. Fire is usually something negative. There's fire at Har Sinai. A consuming fire? Says the Iksava Kabbalah. Fire affects different items in different ways, based on the combustibility, that's a fancy word, right? The Israelis know what combustibility is. Not really Israelis, right? Dover Anglit, it's okay, right? But the combustibility, the ability to be burned up. Metal has certain properties, plastic, wood, everything burns at different speeds depending on, you know, what the ingredients, what's in it. At Har Sinai, our neshamas were burned up differently based on how combustible we made ourselves, based on how much we prepared ourselves before the event. It wasn't the same Kabbalah HaTorah for each Jew. The more combustible I made myself, spiritually combustible, that's how we make ourselves. The more spiritually combustible we make ourselves, the more the Kabbalah HaTorah burned in us and connected to our neshama. That's why Hashem is compared to an Esh Ocheles at Har Sinai. So our job, then and every year, every year, the Bali Musar say that our holidays, Shavuos, is not when we remember that, oh, Hashem gave us the Torah. The day of Sivan, inherent in the day, is power of spirituality of Kabbalah Torah. And that's why Hashem chose that day to give the Torah. What does that mean? It means that every year, that date is Miyuad, is open for Kabbalah Torah in our own way. So it's our job to prepare. It's our job to make ourselves as combustible as we can. And it's a little more challenging this year. Whether we're in yeshiva, you know, in our separate capsules, whether we're at home in our family capsule, you know, wherever we are, there are challenges this year that did not exist other years. But you know what? We could do it. We could figure out a way to be mekabel the Torah in just a couple of weeks. Right tonight, we counted. Now, I already counted. I already have a Meyer. Now, we counted 5 weeks. We have 2 weeks left. 2 weeks left, Be'ez Hashem, till Kabbalah Satorah. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to prepare as much as we can. Get ready for a great wedding that is Kabbalah Satorah. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to celebrate it together. Together, not just, you know, remotely. But everybody should be back here in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Eretz Kodesh, celebrating with all the rest of Am Yisrael as well. There are big things going on in the world. We have no idea what, but there are big things going on. That's what we have to trust. And Be'ez Hashem, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and he should show the light on the world and on Am Yisrael very soon. Everybody have a great night, Be'ez Hashem, and a great job.